Hare Krishna. So we welcome all the devotees to special morning Bhagavatam class by His Holiness Rup Raghunath Swami Maharaj. Maharaj is from Argentina. He's from an Italian family there. So he's been preaching for many, many years in Italy, and last 20 years on the request of His Holiness Loknath Swami Maharaj, who is his spiritual master. For the last 20 years, he has been preaching in different parts of Maharashtra, Gujarat, and also on All India Padayatra. So we are very grateful to him for taking out his time and spending this day here with us. Also, he has kindly agreed to speak today's morning Srimad Bhagavatam class. We would like to welcome Maharaj in our traditional style to our temple by loudly chanting three times, Hari!
Jayo Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Gopi Jana Balava Girivaro Dari Yasoda Nandana Vraja Jana Rajana Yamona Tiro Manachari Jaya Rana Madhava Kunja Vihari Gopi Jana Balava Girivara Dari Yasoda Nandana Vraja Jana Rajana Yamona Tiravana Chari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Gopi Jana Balava Girivara Dhare Yasoda Nandana Vraja Jana Rajana Yamuna Tiravana Chari Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Udakarindan Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Gaurabhaktavrindam Thank you. Jayate Hare Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrindam Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Bolo. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Radha Gopinatha Radha Gopinatha Radhe Jaya Srinatha Jaya Gopala Jaya Srinatha Jaya Gopala Jaya Gaura Nitai, Gaura Nitai, Gaura Nitai, Jaya Gaura Nitai. Jaya Jaya Prabhupada 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 Jaya Jaya Prabhupada Sri Radha Gopinath Ki Jaya Sri Sri Gaura Nitai Ki Jaya Srila Prabhupada ki jai tai gur premanande. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Narayanam namaskrita naram chaiva narottamam devi saraswati vyasam tato jayam udirayat sri chaitanya manovistam stapitanya navutale svayam rupakadamayam dadatipadantika vandeham sri guru siutapada kamalam sri gurum vajnavamcha Sri Rupam Sagrahatam Sahagana Ragunatam Vitantam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakam Vitancha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagapate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishavanu Sute Devi Pranamani Hari Priye Panchakalpa Taruyascha Kripa Sindhuvya Evacha Patitanam Pavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrindam Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare So we continue with the lecture of Srimad Bhagavatam. First canto, chapter 12, the birth of Emperor Parikshit. We read today the text 18. We start by the word in Sanskrit. If you want to repeat it, Sri Raja. Uvacha, api, esha, vamsyam, rasharjim, unyaslokan, mahatmanaha, anuvartita, svit, yashasha, saduvadena, sattamaha, Sri Rachu Vacha Api Esha Vamsyam Racharsim Punyaslokan Mahatmanah Anuvartita Svidyasasa Sadhu Adina Sattamaha Sri Rachu Vacha Api esha vamsyam rachasim Punyas lokan mahatmanaham Anuvartitas vidyasasa Saduvadena satatmaham Irrajuvacha Api esha tamsyam rachasim Punyas lokan mahatmanaham Anuvartitas vidvachasa Saduvadena Satamaha. Matajis, you want to read? Rajam, the all good king, Maharaj Yudhishthir. Uvacha, say, api, whatever. Asha, this. Mansyam, family. Rasharchim, of saintly king. Unyaslokan, pious by the very name. Mahatmanaha, all great soul. Anuvartita, follower. Sweet will it be. Yashasa, by achievement. Saduvadena, by glorification. Sattama, O great soul. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. The good King Yudhishthira inquired, O great soul, will he become as saintly a king, as pious in very name and as famous and glorified in his achievement, as other who appear in the great royal family? That is question. In the purport, Srila Prabhupada say, the forefather of King Yudhishthira, we are all great saintly king, pious and glorified by their great achievements. They were all saints on the royal throne, and therefore all the members of the state were happy. Pious, well-behaved, prosperous and spiritually enlightened. Under strict guidance of the great soul and spiritual injunction, such great saintly king were trained up, and as a result the kingdom was full of saintly persons and was a happy land of spiritual life. Maharaj Yudhishthir was himself a replica of his ancestor, and he desired that the king, the next king after him, become exactly like his great forefathers. He was happy to learn from the learned Brahmanas that by astrological calculation, the child will be born a first-grade devotees of the Lord. And more confidentially, he wanted to know whether the child was going to follow in the footsteps of his great forefathers. That is the way of the monarchical state. The reigning king should be pious, chivalrous devotee of the Lord, and fear personified by the upstart. He must also live and her apparent equality qualified to rule over the innocent citizen. In the modern setup of the democratic state, the people themselves are fallen to the quality of the Shudra, of less. And the government is run by the representative, who is ignorant of the scriptural mode of administrative education. Thus, the whole atmosphere is surcharged with Shudra quality. Srila Prabhupada says another comment, actually everywhere is Shudras, no? It's not anymore this time of the Raja Rishis. Thus the whole atmosphere is surcharged with Shudra quality, manifested by lust and avarice. Such administrators quarrel every day among themselves. The cabinet of ministers change often due to party and group selfishness. Everyone wants to exploit the state resource till he dies. No one retires from political life unless forced to do so. How can such low-grade men do good to the people? The result is corruption, intrigue, and hypocrisy. They should hear from the Srimad Bhagavatam how ideal the administrator must be before they can be given charge of different posts. In other statements, Srila Prabhupada, he said my book will be the book of the law on the future. The book of the law. And that will be, maybe not next year, but that will be, because it's the modern society is more and more degraded every year, more and more degraded. And by the other side, the Krishna consciousness spread more and more. So in the modern people, on the modern culture, then will reach in one moment when really the authorities then will not to do. Then we don't understand what to do and what not to do, because the confusion will be more and more and more. Until now in India we don't see so much that. There is degradation, yeah. But on the Western, they become animal situation. And the jail is jail for for 500 people is more than 1,000. There is impossible to live anymore. And there is not, the authority cannot find solution. So the point is, when one get one human form, it's very difficult because it's 8,400,000 different form of life. When one get the human form, have also big responsibility, have three duties to follow. The first duty is spiritual. The second duty is familiar, and the third is social. Actually, in India, there is some, because there is Dharma, there is Varna. The Varna Ashrama is the culture of the India, in India. But on the Western, there is no Dharma, and nobody knows anything about Varna and Ashram. So that become animal, eating, sleeping, sex, define himself, and that go on like that. And everybody think I have the solution. Everybody think I have the solution. Everybody explain with much Rajo Guna, he explain what is the solution, but nobody know the solution. The solution is to take serious the first duty, spiritual. The first duty, the human being is spiritual. To take serious, there is no any more religion. Some people say I am Christian, others say I am that and that. But this is just etiquette. Because if you ask, like Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Maharaj, he asked people many times, he say, down the instruction of which spiritual master have you performed this morning your spiritual duty? And nobody knows, nobody give answer because nobody do anything. So in the future, for sure, the book of Srila Prabhupada will be the book of love. Even now, some young people become advocate or get graduation and then don't know anything practically. And one day he become authority, but he don't know anything about the duty of the human being, spiritual, familiar, and social. So the only solution is to put Krishna in the center of all activity. Sravanam kirtanam Vishnu, smaranam padasevanam, archana vandana dasyam, sakyam atmanivedana. There is also the process, Bhakti Yoga is direct process. But there is also indirect process. We see in India, many people do some practice, maybe no Bhakti Yoga, but then follow because they know something about Vedas from the grandfather or the grandfather of the grandfather, then got some information about. So someone practice some indirect process, no? Studying the Vedas, practice of yoga, charity, respect for the Varnashrama. But all these activities is just to reduce the darkness. It's not to go back to Vaikuntha. Why? Because in every one of these activities, the offering to Krishna, there is not. Studying Vedas, okay. Vedaicha sarvairaham eva vedyo, Vedanta krid vedavide vachaham. Okay, studying Vedas, to reach the point, I am servant of Krishna and I give my life to satisfy him. This is Bhakti Yoga. To reach in this point. But other way, then this process is just to reduce darkness. And it's authorized. It's authorized. It's Vedic. It's authorized. In the wall, in the planet, is millions, millions of Grihamedhi. If the Grihamedis at least follow some of this indirect process, some principle of this indirect process, he reduces darkness. But the problem is, actually in the world, in the planet, nobody follow direct process, indirect process, no. Kuch nahi bana. Srila Prabhupada say, for example, charity, okay. But the best charity is to give knowledge. This is the best charity. Because by knowledge, you go in the rot. You can reduce the karma. Diminish the karma. No recharge karma. Srila Prabhupada says that if you have very heavy karma and you cannot bring the karma, okay, you try to bring in your head. If after some time you feel tired because the karma is very heavy, you can put here or here. But by any way, you must carry your karma. So an indirect process is to reduce it. Karma. But nobody follow. In India, yes, some people follow something. On the Western, that become demoniac society. But by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, Sri Gaura Nitai, the International Society for Krishna Consciousness spread more and more and more and more. Get devotees everywhere, also Japan, China. 2013 I was in Japan, in China. And with another God brother we visit different Namahatas. I was surprised. Because then even Chinese people is our family. When you are with them, then read what we read, then speak what we speak, then follow Prabhupada and we follow Prabhupada, then know everything about the parampara, and we also. Prabhupada teach how to make chapati, and then Chinese people, devotees, make also chapati. And I was surprised because you are in one sadhu sangha with Chinese people or Japanese people, and you will see that is similar here and everywhere. This is the powerful of one pure devotee and the mercy of Sri Gaura Nitai that spread more and more and more and more. And this is the only solution. So, between all these animals, we can help someone. It's no question of criticize. Our duty is not to criticize the karma. Our duty is to rescue, say in English, recuperate. How do you say in English? Recuperate? Fishing. This is our duty. And that go on. Not by my quality or your quality. They go on because that the Paramatma, the super soul direct everything. And this is maybe for new devotees difficult to realize at this point. But what you see, what you hear, what you think, what you feel, and also your whim is direct by the Paramatma. Prakrite kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvasya ahankara vimudanma kartahamiti manyate. One thing I do that, I do that, I do that. The Bhagavad Gita is there somewhere, English. I do that, I do that. But in reality, is the gunas act. This is the guna. And by the mercy of the Paramatma, because the only chance we have is this little freedom we have, because we are attached energy. We have some little freedom. And this is the only possibility to use our intelligence to do spiritual progress. This is the only chance we have. Chapter 5, slok 14, is in relation with 327, Prakriti Kriya Manani. 14:14. Thank you. Narkatritvana karmani lokasya sri chati prabhu na karma pala samyogam svabhavastu pravartate. The embodied spirit, master of the city of his body, do not create activities. Do not create activities. Nor do I induce people to act, also not. Nor do he create the fruit of action. All this is enacted by the mood of material nature. By karma, one guna touch the subtle body. And by this influence can be raja or sattva or tamas, but by this, it's okay. By this influence, the mind is responsible of all body activity. So by this influence, by karma, get one influence, and by this influence, the mind responsible of all body activity do one program, do one activity. The body act, but what the soul do? We are soul, okay? Everybody agreed, we are soul. But what the soul do? Kuchnevana. The soul is there. The soul maintain alive the body. And the guna make work this body. By influence of the mind. Sometimes I give the example of the battery in the car. If the car have no one battery, it cannot go anywhere. But the battery is just there, like the soul. The soul is there, but the soul do nothing. It's very important to realize this point, because when you realize it, the soul, in the conditioned state, the soul do nothing. You appreciate more and more and more the activity of the Lord. Other way, we will continue for the rest of our life. I do, I planning to do, I think I will do, and I did. But when we realize it, everything is the mercy of the Lord, we are able to surrender. Surrender don't mean I shave my head and put tilak and make obeisance. No. Surrender is to realize our activity is not independent. Never. It's not independent. That is realization. That is. In this moment, you can surrender. Our activity is not independent. Depend of Yoga Maya or Mahamaya. And when we realize what we think, what you think, what you look, what you hear, what you feel, and our whim, is all that is direct by the super soul. In this moment, we become more humble. Srila Prabhupada say, to start the process of Uttama Bhakti, first you must to realize how you are small. You must to realize your smallness. Smallness? Yes. No, but he's writing also smallness. When we realize it, how I am insignificant, I can start to practice Uttama Bhakti. If I think I do that, I planning to do that, this will be difficult to surrender. There is Krishna explained for Arjuna. Chapter 13. Chapter 13. Slok 30. Prakritaya chakarmani kriyamanani sarvashaha yaha pasyati tatmanam akartanam sapasyati. One who can see that all activities are performed by the body, which is created of material nature, and see that the self do nothing, actual see. Can you repeat this? Maybe my English is not clear.
One who can see that all activities are performed by the body, which is created of material nature, and sees that the self does nothing, actually sees.
In this moment, you can see, I understand something. And also after two slok in the 32, Krishna touched again this argument. Anaditvam nirgunatvat paramatmyam avyayaha sarirastopi kaunteya nakaroti nalipyate. Those with the vision of eternity can see that the imperishable soul is transcendental, eternal, and beyond the mood of nature. Despite contact with the material body, O Arjuna, the soul neither do anything, nor is entangled. You like to read?
Those with the vision of eternity can see that the imperishable soul is transcendental, eternal, and beyond the modes of nature. Despite contact with the material body, O Arjuna, the soul neither does anything nor is entangled.
Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare. This I and my is like poison. I and my. I and my. It's like poison. So when one realizes how we are small, smallness, our smallness, how we are small, we appreciate more and more and more the activity of the Lord. Think always about Krishna. This is one principle. And another is never forget him. Look like the similar, but it's not similar. Think always about Krishna. That is order, order. And never forget him. Devotees ask me to stop. Ten past nine. We have 5 minutes. There is some questions.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Always remember Krishna and never forget Krishna. There is some difference. Can you please tell us what is the difference between these two lines?
What?
You mentioned.
Yes.
Always remember Krishna.
Yeah.
And never forget Krishna. It looks similar.
Yeah, it looks similar.
There is some difference. Can you please mention?
Never forget Krishna is order. Never forget Krishna. I forget these two points. Always remember Krishna. I don't remember exactly. It's written in the book of Prabhupada. I will remember. In the chapter 18, slok 14, I think, when there is the five points of the action. Someone remember? the place. Yeah, 18.14. Yeah, 18.14. You see. The place of action, the body, the performer, the various sense, the many different kind of endeavor, and ultimately the super soul. These are the five factors of action. And you see in the purport, the Srila Prabhupada in the third line, he put the doer between God. The place of the action, the performer. The performer is the performer is the doer. He put, Srila Prabhupada put between God. Because the doer do nothing. You saw? The doer is between God in the third line. It's passive performer. The performer, we see, the performer. The performer is passive performer. The Vahuti explained about that when she speak about the soul. She say passive performer. Is that 3:27:19? Can you see 3:27:19 Bhagavatam? Yes, it's okay. 3:27:19. The Bhavuti. She speak about the soul, she say passive performer. In the purport, can you give the micro, maybe you can read. In the performance, Srila Prabhupada say, he remember the prakriti kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvaja, and he say, we think we do that in that, but unfortunately, we do nothing, he say.
It is confirmed in Bhagavad Gita, Prakrite Kriyamanani, Bhagavad Gita 3.27. The living entity acts according to the qualities or modes of material nature. He falsely thinks that he is acting, but unfortunately he is passive. Yeah. In other words, he has no opportunity to get out of the control of material nature because it has already conditioned him.
It's clear. And some devotees have difficulty to understand this point. Because during years, we see, I do. And after you read it, you do nothing. And get some difficulties. Especially if you are proud, and you think, I do that. You have difficulty to keep this concept. But to start the Uttama Bhakti, the pure devotional service, it's necessary to realize this point. We must to understand. For that is important. You cannot go back to Vaikuntha with the, how do you say in it, the crest. No, the cock have the crest up. Tura, in Marathi say Tura. Tura. Have the crest up. You cannot go in Vaikuntha with the crest up. If you want to go, first to go, you must to put the crest down. You cannot go with a proud. Everything is by the mercy of the Lord. This is the point to understand. Last year I got coronavirus, very strong, 2 months in the bed. Cannot do anything. When I get up, follow down. No balance, no pain, in my leg. And the problem was, cannot breathing, cannot. At night, I was not sure if I will get up tomorrow morning because the breathing was very short. And now I appreciate more how it's nice to get plenty air. No? We have plenty air. So I saw this, I call Bacta coronavirus. Because he make me understand some point. You appreciate more and more. And by devotional service, also by purification, we appreciate more and more the activity of the Lord, the mercy of the Lord. We appreciate more and more. In this moment, we can start Uttama Bhakti. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Granta Rastimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Sadhu Sangha Ki Jai. Tai Gur Premanande. Thank you for your attention. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. You told me to read two verse lock, but that will not time.